number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
That looks innocent enough, doesn't it? Lots of young people hitchhike. Seems like a good way to get from one place to another. But sometimes there are dangers involved that never meet the eye. So no matter where you meet a stranger, be careful if they are too friendly. One never knows when the homosexual is about. Let's take the case of Jimmy Barnes. Jimmy played baseball all afternoon, and he didn't feel like walking home, so he decided to thumb a ride.
Uh-oh.
He'd done it 100 times before, and he didn't think anything was unusual when the driver struck up a friendly conversation.
Careful, Jimmy.
In fact, he seemed like a real nice guy. What Jimmy didn't know was that Ralph was sick. A sickness that was not visible like smallpox, but no less dangerous and contagious. A sickness of the mind. You see, Ralph was a homosexual, a person who demands an intimate relationship with members of their own sex. So no matter where you meet a stranger, be careful if they are too friendly, if they try to win your confidence too quickly, and if they become overly personal. One never knows when the homosexual is about. He may appear normal.
That's brought to you by Do Not Call Us at gov, .gov.
.gov. All things equal, they prefer dog vomit. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. All things being equal.
Yes. Oh,
wow. Let's see. Tis the season to be freeballing.
Sure is.
All right, Buzz, here we go. Guy's named Paul. He's in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Right.
Paulie. His website is freeballersofamerica.com.
Uh-huh.
He's not worn underwear in 16 years.
That's you.
He's the...
Now, why do you say you? Well, because I think it's a clean, sanitary way of living life is to wear underwear so that your poopy bottom doesn't rub up against your clean jeans.
That's right.
That's why I'm wearing 2 pair.
I see.
Thank you, Don.
But if you don't have...
Way to overcorrect.
You don't have a poopy bottom, then it really doesn't matter.
Well, right. Yeah. Right, I keep forgetting that with you it's like the Trident missile coming out of the silo, that it's just clean.
For example, Buzz, you know how you break wind often because you're a man?
Right.
Yeah, if you're not wearing underwear, that goes right into the fabric of the denim.
Now are you going to tell us that you don't fart a lot?
No, not a lot. Some. Everybody does, naturally.
Have you farted today?
Yeah, actually I have.
Good for you. Big one, little one?
I'd say medium to small.
Gaseous or moisture laden?
No, just totally air.
Mm-hmm.
I drink a lot of soda.
the thing about underpants, I agree with Mike, but you are welcome to your opinion.
Yeah, thank you.
Your nude denim. Do the jeans ever like rub against you or
yeah.
the zipper? I mean, does that like ever rub against your balls or anything?
No. Actually, no.
How about a wedgie? You get a wedgie ever now?
No.
Well, you've gotten wedgies, haven't you?
No.
Oh, come on.
No, I don't. No,
everybody gets a wedgie once in a while.
I don't.
Not enough fabric. It's too tight. There's no
maybe
fabric
you're right.
to get in there.
Maybe
you're right.
Maybe you're right.
Maybe
so,
you're right.
So the denim against your soft skin, your soft baby-like buttock cheeks.
Right.
It's never rough or harsh.
No
rough
chafing.
Or harsh.
No chafing.
What
no.
would be your number one reason for freeballing?
Comfort. Comfort. Absolutely. Number one, comfort.
For who? For you or
Rob,
for
I agree. I think it's because he's cheap.
Right. For you?
Mm-hmm. Now, that's a common misconception, as you'll find out from Paul Schock in just a moment.
Buzz, is it comfort for you or is it comfort for the lady?
Yes and yes.
Oh, God.
God.
You are so wound up tonight, I could kill you.
Happy anniversary, Buzz.
Thank you.
So this guy is like Buzz.
Yes. Well, in a way. We'll
Good
find
afternoon,
out.
Good afternoon, Freeballers of America. You're there. How can I help you?
He's not worn underpants in 16 years. Paul, please.
Hold on just one moment, please. Who's calling?
It's a Don and Mike show.
It's right. Buzz
hold
from
on
the
just
Don
a moment.
And Mike show.
Is that Misty?
She sounds very enthusiastic.
Hello, this is Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
It's Buzz with the Don and Mike show. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm just fine, thanks. We're calling about your website and about the growing popularity of not wearing underwear.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. you have an organization called Free Ballers of America. How long has this organization been around?
I've been freeballing for about 12, 15 years. I started the organization about...
Buzz, why don't you just tell
99.
The guy about how you don't like wearing underpants?
Hey, hold on a second. I heard organization. Is he Canadian?
No. Minnesotan.
Minnesotan. Oh, very close.
I don't think he can hear you now. Say something now, Mike.
Okay, can you hear me, sir? Can you hear me, sicko?
There you go. I got it now.
All right.
Hello?
Yeah. Okay, Buzz, go ahead.
Hey, Paul.
Are you guys still there?
Yeah, we're still very much here. You're still there.
Yeah, I'm getting there. Are you getting there?
Didn't know Canadians said organization. I thought that was only, I didn't know that the Minnesotans said
Buzz, go ahead. The guy can't hear me and Mike.
I understand. Hi, Paul.
Okay.
Buzz Burbank here. I don't wear underwear either most of the time and haven't for years, so I'm with you. Why an organization, Paul? An organization.
Well, you know, there was quite a few of us that go around were kind of, wasn't known. You know, a lot of people don't make it known that they go without underwear.
Yeah, but why do we need a club?
Well, it's just a way of expressing ourselves a little bit and let the world know that, you know, we're proud to go without.
I see on your website, freeballersofamerica.com, that there's a feeling that the rights of people who don't wear underwear have been violated somehow. Can you give any examples of that?
Well, there's been rumor has it that when you go into a store, you see no shoes, no shirt, no service. Rumor has it that they were going to post no underwear on there, too, and I thought, you know, this is a
rumor.
Right,
it's a crazy rumor. Paul, you shouldn't listen to rumors.
Let's take a phone call, Buzz. Do you mind?
All right. Paul, we're going to take some calls from interested listeners.
Okay. Very good.
Yes. First caller. Hello. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, caller, you're on the air.
Apparently, we've lost them. They're probably in there. Yes, caller. Go ahead, please. Yes, hi. Hi, how are you?
I am fine. Is your guest on the phone?
Yes, Paul. Can you hear our caller?
He's coming in pretty faint, but I can kind of hear him.
Go ahead with your question, sir.
Are you two faggot students?
Oh, no, that's no call for that.
Now, Paul, do you get that a lot?
You might.
Is there a supposition that the guys who don't wear underwear are gay?
You know, I don't think... I think they think we are, but we're not. I'm not.
Uh-huh.
There's a thing out there.
Buzz, you have another call. Excuse me.
I think we should take
Paul.
That.
You have another call.
Yeah, second caller. Go ahead.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
My name's Rick.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
I'm a free baller.
Hey, congratulations, Rick.
I'm freeballing right now.
Good for you. Do you have a
question? Feels good against my skin.
I think Paul and I would agree with that.
Paul?
Yes.
What do you look like?
I didn't quite catch that.
What do you look like, Paul?
What do I look like?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm about 5'7".
Oh, wow. Isn't free balling great?
I'm looking great. There you go.
I'll hang up, catch myself, and listen.
What are the real advantages, Paul, to going without underwear?
Well, you know, there's a scientific study that says men that go without are more fertile.
Right.
So, you know, we can produce more kids, that's for sure.
It has to do with temperature, right? It doesn't get so hot down there.
That's right.
Right.
You know, and we're going through a heat wave
Hello?
Right now.
I heard that. Paul, another call. Go ahead, caller.
Okay.
Hello, is this the Buzz Show?
Yes, yes. Hi. How are you? Who is this?
This is Johnny Fagnarini.
Hi, Johnny. We got a question for Paul.
Yeah, hey, Paul.
Yeah, go ahead.
How are your balls?
I'm sorry about that, Paul. We're apparently getting some crank callers on that.
I'm not a crank caller.
Not surprised.
Free baller.
Are people who don't wear underwear generally more fun than people who do?
Oh, I think they are.
Yeah, why is that, Paul?
We're out having fun all the time.
Hey, Buzz, I just got to say, excuse me for a second there, Paul. This is Don. It's actually my show and Mike's show. Buzz, these calls,
yes.
I got to say, I don't dig them. They're not like our usual callers. I know that I rag on our callers. These callers definitely...
They're troublesome.
Not our standard
troublesome,
callers.
I've noticed. Yes, next see. Call. Maybe this one will be better.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Go ahead.
I have a question.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
How do you expect people to be when they're freeballing? Can this go well into their 90s?
How old can you be to freeball, Paul?
You know, I think you can freeball at any age.
Are there health benefits if you freeball at an advanced age?
I'm not sure about if there's an advantage or a benefit at any age.
I wish you could tell me something. I wish you could tell me why people are making such a big deal about it.
Uh-huh. Caller, can I ask you, do you go without?
No, I wear underwear. Uh-huh. I wear long underwear, even in the summer. Thank you. I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Thanks for calling.
You know, now that they got this casual Friday thing going on, we're going to start Free Baller Fridays.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hello?
A new caller. Yes, go ahead, sir.
Yes. Great show.
Thank you. Glad you enjoyed it.
My name is Michael Hughes.
Oh, hi, Michael. How are you? Got a question?
Yeah. What is the serious question?
All right. We could use one of those.
I don't have any testicles.
Uh-huh.
How can I get a free bag?
That's a good question, Paul. Does this organization discriminate against guys who don't have testicles?
You know, we don't discriminate against anybody. Uh-huh. So, you know, if he wants to call it free balling or whatever, we're glad to have it.
And women can join too, right?
Oh, we have some women, and they're called our Lobos FBOA.
You have another call, Buzz.
Okay.
Free buffers. Yes, a new call. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hello. Is this the hot bug?
Is this the what?
Is this the hotline?
It's a radio show. Do you have a question for Paul?
No, I was calling the job hotline.
This is not the job hotline, sir.
This is Greg Gillespie.
Oh, good luck, Greg. I'm sorry.
Sorry, I guess I have the wrong number.
Yeah, better luck next time.
Yeah, good show.
Thank you. Glad you enjoyed it. So, Paul, I also read on your website that the number of people not wearing underwear is increasing in your estimation. How do you acquire that information, and do you really believe that?
Oh, I believe it all the time. I meet people constantly that when I wear my shirt, they see my shirt, they ask me what it's all about, and they always seem to know somebody that's freeballing.
The shirt?
Or free buffing.
Right, in the case of women. FBOA, Free Ballers
right,
of America.
Right.
Those are your shirts.
For women, it's worse.
Worse?
I would imagine.
How so, Mike?
I just think it would be like yeasty.
Hello?
We have another call, Buzz.
New call. Let's take it.
Hello. Is Lopez.
Hey, Lopez. How you doing, buddy?
Hola. My underwear is fashioned of scratchy burlap.
Oh, dear.
Well, see, now there's a case.
Chew on that, radio boy. Your show sucks.
Thank you. Yeah. Now, see, burlap underwear, that would be very uncomfortable. You'd definitely be better off without.
Oh, that was like a crank caller.
Yeah, there'd be some issues there, I think.
How could you tell?
That was total crank caller.
Sure was.
Hold on, I don't know.
So, Paul, how many members do you have in the FBOA?
We have about 2,000 members.
And you're looking for more, and you hope to accomplish what?
Oh, we're always looking for more. We're trying to get everybody to free ball.
Hey, I enjoy the picture of Misty on your website.
Hey, Mike, let me just check your microphone for a second. Is your microphone on?
One, two.
See, I got a problem, right? What's the problem with Mike's mic?
Sorry, Paul, we've got a little technical problem here
that's
in the
right.
studio.
One
of the host's microphone.
Check one, two.
Ah, it's back now. Very good.
Okay, sorry.
Very good.
That.
I think we've got another call coming in. We apologize.
Yes, we do. Here is...
Take that other call.
Another call.
Go ahead.
Hi, I'd like to talk to Buzz.
Yes, you're talking. Go ahead, sir.
I'm German. I come from Germany.
I can tell.
What is the protocol of wearing lederhosen without underwear?
Lederhosen.
Why am I sounding so slow?
I guess it's easier to understand. What about lederhosen? Can you go without underwear with lederhosen, sir?
Yeah, don't be shy.
Paul?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you go underwearless with lederhosen?
I have no clue what he's talking about.
But kilts. Guys who wear kilts don't wear anything
kilts,
under them.
Yes. That's very popular in Scotland.
So far, no real reason for not wearing underwear.
Well, you know, we save money. We have fire fertility.
Hello?
Now we have another call, Buzz.
Okay. Fire fertility, more comfort. Yes, next caller.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, sir.
My name is Steve Johnson.
Hey, Steve, how are you doing?
Johnson,
you know why I don't wear underpants?
Why not, Steve?
Because I drink at work.
See. Well, I guess that makes it handy.
You got a problem with that?
I absolutely not.
Punch?
As long as you do it in the privacy of your
cubicle.
Your
show sucks.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Thanks for calling.
Is the Grease Man there?
No, not anymore.
I tell you what, Buzz, yes? Your segments bring out the callers.
I can tell.
Paul, have you been on a lot of radio shows?
I've been on quite a few, yes.
I mean, these calls really are not representative of the regular calls we get.
That's true.
Well, this is very unique here.
I apologize. Hello, Buzz Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, next caller. Go ahead.
I have a question about freeballing. I did it for about 10 years, and unfortunately, I lost most of my testicles because of freeballing. What do you have to say to that?
Well, I'd like to know how that happened. What's the connection there?
Well, I believe I was irritated and infected, and they eventually had to be removed.
Now, Paul, are freeballers more subject to irritation?
Yep, go ahead again.
Are free ballers more subject to irritation, rashes?
Oh, yeah, there's a little bit of irritation once in a while.
I say one more thing.
There's a selling point. Yes,
yes
sir.
Caller.
I don't like your guest.
Oh, dear. Paul, I apologize.
You know,
I'm sorry you had to hear that.
That's okay.
Hello?
Yes, next caller. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. This is Bill from San Francisco.
Hey, Bill. What's up?
I have three balls, and I love your guest.
Three balls, pretty amazing.
That is amazing.
You're a three-baller, then.
He's a three-baller, yeah.
One of them I stole.
Paul, can you offer any insight on this free-balling? I haven't heard any real information.
From a cadaver.
I think he needs to see a doctor, maybe.
A dead man's ball. Oh. But I don't wear underpants.
Well, good. You wouldn't have room, really.
And I think it's normal.
Ah, normal.
What about Lance Armstrong?
Oh, that's right. Well, you're Tri-Ball, right? Do they call you Tri-Ball?
They sure do. Who's this? Is this Mike?
Hi. Yes, this is Mike. Caller, what's your name?
Oh,
Tri-Ball. How you doing, Tri-Ball?
My name is Face Down Ass.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you like that name.
I love your restaurant, Mike.
Thank you. Oh, I appreciate very nice. That.
Waiter, there's not a fly in my suit.
Thank you. I enjoy talking to you, Tri-Ball.
Another caller weighs in.
Mm-hmm.
Paul, what do you hope to accomplish with this? Again, why is there a club? What do you hope to get done with Freeballers of America?
Well, you got to wind it up here.
All right.
Well, we just want to get the word out there and get more people to freeball and have fun and enjoy themselves. And, you know, if you get in there, you know you're there.
Right. And why should more people freeball? Why do you want that as a goal?
You know, we want to put the underwear companies out of business. That's the bottom
so
line.
That's
we
what
just,
this is all about.
Yeah, we just, you know, they've
Buzz?
Been around too long.
Paul, we're about out of time. We have time for one last call.
All right.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello, Buzz.
Hello, yes.
Buzz, this is Charlie.
Hey, Charlie, what's up?
Buzz, how come you're so stupid? Don and Mike are doing all these calls. They're great calls. Use your head. Come on now, what's going on? Don't you understand?
Oh, is this smart, Charlie?
This is smart, Charlie. Yes. I know that Don and Mike are making the call.
Are you saying these are not real calls? These are not real listeners?
Manufactured from inside the studio. That's why there's that little delay.
I feel like such a fool.
Well, you should. I'll just the program, my man.
All right, thanks for the heads
nice
up,
smart, Charlie.
So long, Charles. That was a regular caller, Charlie. Paul, we wish you the best of luck with whatever it is you're trying to accomplish here. Just know that I'm with you in the free spirit department. And
Excellent. Thanks
for being our guest on the Don and Mike Show.
Excellent. Thanks, guys.
Take care, Paul.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Enlightening.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Keep them flying.
Hey, Buzz, how do you think it went?
Oh, I think it went great.
You know, we almost did that thing that they do in movies when a guy gets done saying something.
Right.
You know how it goes. It's like one, it's like this. It's like.
Oh, it's the greatest. I think it's one of the greatest cliches in Hollywood as they start the slow applause. Like, and it's always like on a football field.
Yeah, right.
Like, they do it in Rudy.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah! Rudy!
Yeah!
Note to engineering staff, in order to do phony phone calls from inside studio, cell phone results in major delay that confuses brain.
And was also making...
I don't know if that... I don't think that translated on the air, but actually for Don and I, we were trying to do those calls and everything
you all sounded like the CP comic.
It was so strange doing that because I heard you and I didn't notice it. And then when you start talking into the cell phone, well, there's that delay, obviously.
Yeah, it is.
We don't have a telephone yet in here.
Yes, that's
right. You and I can actually pick up a phone and call in.
It's true. Just imagine when we get the telephones in here, how we're going to abuse these interviews.
And back America.
It's going to be
amazing.
It's going to be scary.
Hey, Rob, where's my tape of that CP comic? Any
idea? It's on today's reel.
Yeah, I got it. Hold on. Here it is. Speaking of him, who watches Last Comic Standing?
Don't
worry about it. Don't bother holding your hands up.
Mm-hmm.
There's only three or four of you. But there is the guy, the CP comic, and, you know, we have our very own friend, Mike, the CP comic.
Funny guy.
Who's been to a lot of our shows, actually has opened up for us at some pretty big venues.
Hysterical.
So this would be the one guy that we're rooting for on Last Comic Standing. His name is Josh Blue, and here he was from last night's Last Comic Standing.
Something bad did happen to me, though, in one of the last games of the Olympics. I got injured. Again, thank you for your support. I got injured and my coach had the nerve to put me on the disabled list. There's a lot of little inside jokes too on the cerebral palsy soccer team, as you can imagine. Like in the locker room, I love watching my teammates put on deodorant. Because they only have one use of one hand, so it looks like this. Well, I just like that joke because I know other people have to use this microphone.
Obviously, use the mics in his pits. That's good.
Yeah,
I like that.
Pretty good. Well, he does stand up. We just did some brilliant ad libbing for you there.
We did indeed.
With Buzz's interview. Mm-hmm. But when we come back, I'll just tell you right up front it's really what I think the strong suit of the show is.
Uh-huh.
Strong writing.
Yep.
And strong acting.
A character-driven piece.
When we come back, the debut, if you will, of Meet the Fartleys.
Very good.
Our ongoing radio soap opera about the tool who runs the all-news station here in town, who loves crowing about how he kicks ass in the ratings.
So we're going to bring out the not-ready-for-fart-time players.
You got that, my friend. And once again, Mike, congratulations on landing the role of a lifetime.
Boy, way to put the pressure on me.
Very good.
This is starring Mike O'Mara as Jim Fartley.
I hope I don't let you down.
I will be playing the role of Rupert Pupkin.
Ah, very good.
Rob will be playing your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Secretary.
Mrs. Fartley.
Mrs. Fartley?
Or no, actually your name is Bonneville.
Yeah, the wife won't be until the next episode.
Bonneville?
See, because the company he works for is Bonneville, so
very
the name
nice.
Is Bonneville.
Yes.
And Buzz, we are working you like a dog today.
Yeah.
You will be the narrator.
All right.
So, and the best part about this is no one gets to see the scripts.
Until it's showtime.
Until we actually go on the air.
Let's hope we can get it all done in one take.
This is like doing the live version of As the World Turns.
Fantastic.
Or whatever show it was that Joan Crawford was on where her daughter went schizo in the hospital watching her trying to take her place on that soap opera.
Yeah, because she was playing like a 20-year-old girl and her 60-year-old mother replaced her.
Live TV.
You lost again.
Oh, nothing beats live TV.
I can't wait.
Nothing beats it. Oh, speaking of, we got a break. I'll tell you, something that happened on the Regis show today. What did he say? Something to her like, God, someone's going to have to help. It was something like, I like going down.
Oh, did he miss it again?
It was one of those
sexual innuendo that he completely sailed over his head.
It was one of those things. It was like 5 minutes after nine, and they're just talking. He's holding up the newspaper, and he says, yeah, that's good. I like going down. And she stops for a second, and she says, are we still on the air?
She's so sexually
charged. And she's doing that thing where she's like looking at people like, do you understand what he just, and it was typical Reed who's like, I said I'm going down.
What did I say?
What's so funny?
Why is that dirty?
What's so funny?
Here's my sexually charged nymphette Kelly, and my testosterone has passed me by.
Anyway, got a break. Oh, I want to play you the tape. Maybe we'll have time in the next break. We got that tape of Regis flipping out. It was only heard on the KABC Los Angeles feed of Regis and Kelly, but he was so mad that they cut him off. He was talking about his I remember what it is now. He was talking about how he had done a show with Susan Lucci and talking about how Joy Philbin was there, his wife. And
the stage show?
They did the stage show.
His fabulous cabaret act.
Then they went to California to tape his gong show. And right in the middle of all this, the network cut him off because the space shuttle was landing.
Right.
And when you saw it on the West Coast feed, I'm doing too much explaining. Well, I'll try to find the tape and play it coming out of the break. He actually says, now this is live on the air, but nobody's hearing it except people in tape delay. Right. He's saying, what? They've taken us off for the space shuttle? I'm talking about my show with La Lucci.
I'm World Events. World Events have preempted me.
They've taken did it land?
That's it, Gelman. I'm going down.
Are we back on? Yeah. It was just out of the blue. He says, I'm going down. And they were talking about Colin Farrell or something. It was
La Lucci.
God, he's such an old man. That's such a great show to watch.
Why we love him.
That's just the best. And that America's Got Talent show is going to kill him because he flies across the country every week to do it. And I was reading in the paper today the ratings. You know, in the summer, less people watch TV to begin with. So it's easier, relatively speaking, if you have something that's got a little sizzle, it's easy to be number one in the ratings.
Yeah, and they promoted it, and it was right on the heels of American Idol, but it still amazed me. I never believed, and you certainly never believed, you predicted it would be dead.
No, I mean, and already it's getting its ass kicked now. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was on top for how long?
Four weeks.
Oh, so it's not number one anymore?
Oh, no. Last week it got beaten by a CSI rerun.
Oh, good. Uh-huh. Okay, good.
And I think on their big show, it got beat by, like, one of the other CSIs, right?
Yeah, not even CSI. CSI Miami was the number one show last week. And then it was Regis, then CSI, then the results.
So that's it. So it's no longer the number one show on television.
No, it's not.
And it's still live, isn't it? I mean, they haven't picked their big winner yet, have
Thursday
they?
Thursday night is live.
Okay.
I think.
The results show?
Yeah. Right.
Then we can look for Regis to get even a little more testy now that he's fallen out of that top perch.
Regis.
He's going down, so to speak.
Going down. And she looks at the camera and she goes, are we on the air? And he's just standing there like, you know, he wouldn't know going down if you drew him a picture of what it was.
That's her buzzword, too. Isn't that really when she wants it? Are we on the air? When he says something like that, she always makes a reference to that.
He used to know what that meant.
He did. Yeah, and along, so did Joy.
Listen, okay, Farley players, get ready.
Ready.
And you out there, all of our friends listening, get ready for some real radio drama.
Especially if you like that news station.
When we come
number four, Arbitron Rated, The Don and Mike Show.